I first visited Puerto Rico when I was about 10 years old, right around the same time. And like a lot of young kids, I experienced the world at that time primarily or overwhelmingly through my senses. Since I was a fat kid, I experienced the world overwhelmingly through my mouth. So I was going through Puerto Rico, eating and drinking my way across the island. And along the way, I learned some surprising lessons. Lessons not only about the cuisine, but about the politics of U.S. domination of Puerto Rico, which is a colony of the United States. You might call this my cultural imperialism on vacation poem. It's called Coca-Cola and Coco Frio. On his first visit to Puerto Rico, island of family folklore, the fat boy wandered from table to table with his mouth open. At every table, some great aunt would steer him with cool spotted hands to a glass of Coca-Cola. One even sang to him, in all the English she could remember, a Coca-Cola jingle from the 40s. He drank obediently, though he was bored with this potion, familiar from candy stores in Brooklyn. Then, at a roadside stand off the beach, the fat boy opened his mouth to Coco Frio, a coconut chilled, then scalped by a machete so that a straw could inhale the clear milk. The boy tilted the green shell overhead and drooled coconut milk down his chin. Suddenly, Puerto Rico was not Coca-Cola or Brooklyn, and neither was he. For years afterward, the boy marveled at an island where the people drank Coca-Cola and sang jingles from World War II in a language they did not speak, while so many coconuts in the trees sagged heavy with milk, swollen and unsuckled.